This time on Culture File, we're back in the company of Ensemble Roux, once controversially described as a minimalist jazz trad septet. But if the bands Neil O'Loughlin and Jack Talty use the M word, they do so with great care, as Culture File's Louise McMahon discovered earlier this year when she went to meet them at rehearsals.
7 times around the tune, and I don't stop.
You don't stop, basically.
Basically, yeah, that's the thing. I thought I was stopping in the middle of it, and then
So you're running around for five.
Yeah,
no, Ensemble Roux isn't really trying to write some modern classical contemporary minimalist piece and then have some jigs in the middle of it. It's kind of the opposite, actually.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. I guess, you know, where minimalist music might start with a seed and develop that over just the duration of the piece, I guess the tune is at the heart of what we do and we look into the tune. Our approach adds layers to tunes in very different ways. We wouldn't consider it as like a contemporary minimalist composition.
But it's influenced by it.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a minimalist stuff, you know, looking at Steve Reich, Philip Glass, that kind of approach to composition, whereas it is repetitive and meditative and really just suits what we're doing with the music. And then Neil's background as a jazz player brings a lot to the table as well when it comes to the arrangements. You don't hear very often what everybody thinks about it, but we have got some great responses, I guess, from people as well who we wouldn't have expected such good responses from. You know, it's different. It's certainly not what most people associate with me with, so it's always interesting to see what people think. Fortunate that our backgrounds as traditional musicians mean that we try to dig as deep as we can into the tradition for inspiration, rather than, you know, hearing a tune for the first time and going, oh yeah, I think we could do something with that. I think you don't just hear a tune, you hear who played it, you hear how they expressed it, and that's something that's very important to us as well. So not just the tune, but, you know, these little things that you can't really repeat, whether it's Michael Russell or Bobby Casey or Clancy or something like that. It's just something that was individual to them and something that you can draw from.
Tell me about Djerna. That's an old trad air as well.
Yeah, it's the new Custom House, which we've heard Joe Cooley playing it. Yeah, just through some listening, kind of developed some patterns and melodic ideas based off the tune, and then orchestrated it for the group. That's basically what happened. And I think we found, as we listened to the material written based off the tune, that it existed quite beautifully by itself. So we have like almost a prelude to the tune, which is just the patterns that are written based on the tune. Tune is introduced and those patterns are brought back in one by one.
We've all heard the old anecdote, you know, that, you know, it all sounds the same, but there's something about those melodies in the hands of traditional musicians. They're all very different. They really are. And I know they're like, you know, 10, 12, 15,000 of them in common currency at the moment, but there's plenty in them to take inspiration from, which is probably what maybe some of our new listeners that are completely new to traditional music maybe they kind of think, where would you get that inspiration from? But the pieces individually are so strong and so powerful that there's so much to take from them. And that's before you even go and listen to your favourite musicians play them. So, like, there's so much inspiration there to draw on.
Salvador Dali said, those who wish to imitate nothing produce nothing.
And who are we to argue with Salvador Dali? Neil O'Loughlin and Jack Talty there talking to Louise McMahon. And if you missed the Ensemble this lunchtime at Art in Action in Galway, never fear, their stars will be shining over Clochanova tonight at Campbell's Tavern. And after that, Cork Jazz Festival is the next stop, where they play the Triskell Christchurch on October 24th.